This is Dairy Radio Now.
It's time now for our Feed Forum Friday with Dr. Mike Hutchins, Professor Emeritus from the University of Illinois.
Let's focus in on colostrum feeding on the farm. Colostrum is the first milk produced by a cow after she's had a calf, and is a really high-quality product. And let's talk about several thumb rules that our producers, people who feed baby calves, should remember. Number one, how much? And the guideline is 1 gallon for a Holstein calf at birth thereafter. And if the calf will not consume it from a nipple bottle, you may have to use some type of a feeder. And that should be good colostrum. How do we mean good colostrum, Bill? That basically means 50 grams of immune globulin, known as IgG, per quart. And if you're using a measurement, around 22 bricks would be where you'd want to have that measurement. Number two, as this cow continues to produce milk, we call that transition milk. And that cannot be sold because it is not normal Holstein, Jersey, or crossbred milk. And so that transition milk has some real good feed value as well. And a recent study from Michigan State said, yes, we can and get some good growth potential by feeding that transition milk to my calves after the colostrum. Number three, don't pull the colostrum. That was a thought many years ago, primarily because we'd say, well, we'll get a blend now. Some of the best colostrum, but some of the other colostrum. The problem is disease control, disease risk. So don't mix it. Just measure it. Make sure it's good quality. Another point is you got to measure it. Farmers say, well, it's a really thick product. It's yellow. The cats like it. All those thumb rules go away. You have to measure to make sure you got the 22 bricks on it as far as that goes. If you're going to feed colostrum, it's got to be fresh. And ideally, if you aren't going to use it all up for the calf, you may have some excess colostrum. You got to cool it down very, very quickly. Remember, you will have a doubling of bacteria for every 20 minutes you have not cooled the milk. And so a farmer said, well, I put it in the refrigerator, what's left over, the extra, and then I cool it down. The problem is, guess what? It may take hours for it to cool down in the refrigerator. So some of my good dairymen, what they do is they take that extra colostrum and they will put in plastic bottles, quart bottles, or pint bottles that had water in that was frozen, and it's like putting ice cubes in it, except the water doesn't go in the milk, or the colostrum in this case, and it cools it down very, very quickly. Pasteurization is always recommended, but usually means that you have to have a pasteurization unit that is specific for colostrum, because it has different times and temperatures compared to other pasteurization for normal milk on the farm. The antibodies in the colostrum is very specific. Therefore, it doesn't protect this calf from other environmental challenges and concerns out there as well. If you're going to thaw frozen colostrum, you got to do it under modestly low temperatures. In other words, you cannot microwave it. You'll destroy the antibodies in there, or extremely hot water. You, again, can destroy the immune globulins in there as well. So try to get the temperature of the water below 140 degrees Fahrenheit. And if you're going to feed it to the calf, the colostrum should be about 102 degrees Fahrenheit to improve performance and consumption by the calf. There's a number of commercial products on the marketplace. They're not all equal. So look at these labels very, very quickly. You can see doses vary from 40 to 150 milligrams of IgG per dose or per feeding. So you're going to have something that's going to be in that 150 range to get the job done. The take-home message for today is colostrum is extremely high quality, but you got to manage it properly to get our calves off to a good start. Thanks. Have a great day.
When you add cottonseed to your feed, your cows and your bottom line come out the winners. The high fat content of cottonseed provides your cows with extra energy that they can use to increase the butterfat content of their milk. Cottonseed also helps cows maintain optimum body condition, and that adds up to a better bottom line for you.
To get the most out of your feed, just add cottonseed.
Feed your bottom line. Order online at wholecottonseed.com.
As we reported earlier, higher dairy production expected this year and next year. But Outlook Board Chair Mark Jackanowski says also increased prices.
Pretty strong increases in our forecasts for cheese, for butter, and for non-fat dry milk. For cheese and butter, this directly reflects the reopening of the economy, the strength of the economy, increased food service demand for these products, and that's pulling those prices up quite a bit. We expect that to continue through 2020 and into 2021.
With the recent increase in demand, the all-milk price forecast for 2020 raised to $16.65 per hundredweight. That's an increase of more than $2 from the May forecast.
For 2021, we still expect that to come down a bit to $16.20 per hundredweight, but that is still $1.20 per hundredweight, better than we expected it to be last month.
That's World Agricultural Outlook Board Chair Mark Jackanowski. And I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.